The state of Florida plans to allow bars to reopen at 50% capacity starting on Monday. They had been ordered shut down for more than 2 months after a spike in coronavirus cases in June. The Kaiser Family Foundation reports Florida is one of 16 states that currently have bars closed due to the pandemic, and several others still have some restrictions in place. Joining us now is Danielle Pryor, reporter with WMFE in Orlando. Danielle, why does Florida's governor want to reopen the bars right now?
I think it's that there's been some outbreaks tied to bars, but not a lot of kind of very big significant ones recently. We're seeing a drop in hospitalizations here, a drop in cases, a drop in deaths. And I think just looking at the economy, we know that our tourism and our hospitality industries have been so hard hit here. The bars are just a crucial part of that, Jeremy. And so the idea is opening those up will not only encourage maybe some local tourism from other parts of Florida, but will help those people who depend on those jobs as bartenders for a living, whether those are first-time jobs or veterans of those industries that have just been so hard hit the last 6 months.
Will the reopening be different this time around than it was the last time? Because last time they had to shut back down because people weren't complying with the guidelines.
Yeah, this time around it'll be 50% capacity right out the door. And then also people will need to be seated to be served indoors. There'll be limited outdoor seating, but it'll have to observe all of those social distancing rules that we've all been practicing. And bars have to prove that they are kind of following these phase two protocols, otherwise they'll be shut right back down again.
What are the concerns at this point? Because we've heard Dr. Fauci, the leading infectious disease specialist, talk about how bars are a real problem because people move around and maybe they get a little inebriated and then they really don't follow the guidelines that they're supposed to be following.
We've already seen that here, Jeremy, actually, in Orlando. We've seen bars on local college campuses that have been shut down for that exact reason, some in downtown Orlando. And we have seen outbreaks as of June tied to bar situations that were just unsafe. And so I think health officials are worried. We've seen kind of over 200 deaths the last few days here. And so obviously we don't want to see those numbers go up. We've reopened schools here as well. So there's already a chance that we're going to see a bump in cases. So we don't want to see another bump from this as well.
Yeah, when you look at the graph for the state of Florida, it looks much better now. The slope is coming down. But as you said, still a couple hundred deaths in the last few days. And I think 2,500 new cases just yesterday.
That's right. We definitely haven't beaten it here yet. And, you know, the governor said yesterday that he's planning on lifting restrictions for restaurants, putting those at 100% capacity. Hmm. Already talking about eventually, you know, that emergency order statewide, that's going to have to be lifted soon as well. I think he's looking at the economy as well as those numbers, although he's mostly looking at those hospitalizations, which, again, are down. But if you look at jobs, we've been incredibly hard hit in this state. Again, we rely on the tourism and the hospitality industry, and people just aren't coming to Florida the way that they were before. So I think the idea is slowly and trying to safely reopen things so that people are safe health-wise, but also, you know, they have a job to go to. And, you know, we have a real problem here with affordable housing as it is. We don't want to have a homelessness crisis on our hands.
That is Danielle Pryor, reporter with WMFE in Orlando. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.